Bitachon for Life, Shiur number 147, Wednesday, Parshas Re'eh. We are talking about practical applications of the first five Lishonos of Bitachon that the Chovos Havavos brings at the end of Shaar HaBitachon. And we were discussing the level of Mivtach, which means to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our best interests in mind, and nothing slips by Hashem, and that is the basic level of Bitachon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us, and even if we don't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, and we don't know what's going to be in the future, we trust that Hashem has our best interests in mind. The next level of Bitachon is called Mishan, which we explained is a crutch. So let's understand it in the parent-child relationship. Like we explained, the best way to approach Bitachon is to look at a parent-child relationship. So the first thing that we mentioned once on the Vilna Gaon is that if you want to picture the proper Bitachon, look at a young child's reliance on his parent. Because the older the child gets, the less he relies on his parent. And the Vilna Gaon explains, this is the reason why the Aron had on it kruvim, which were faces of children. The Vilna Gaon explains, because children represent Bitachon, represent true reliance on parents, and that is what keeps our connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we feel like a child to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a young child specifically. So in the instance of Mishan, which is step two of Bitachon, which means a person relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a crutch, that would be an example of an older child who already has his own independence. Maybe he has his own car, maybe he has his own job, and he doesn't really rely too much on the parent. But he knows in the back of his head that when he gets stuck, he could always call his father for a loan. He could always lean on his father like a crutch. So he's an independent actor. He doesn't need to come on to his father in his day-to-day life. And maybe when he's faced with a huge situation that he can't figure a way out, he might not rely on his parents because ultimately he feels independent. But when he's struggling with something that he feels his parents can help him with, he turns to his parents and he views his parents like a Mishan. That would be level two of Bitachon. To feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mishan, is a crutch. How would that relate practically to us? If a person walks around saying, I'm going to do this and this, Be'ezus Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me. Which, unfortunately, many people say, which sounds like a wonderful thing, but really, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much deeper than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just help us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care and does every detail of our life. And when a person says Be'ezus Hashem, which is a wonderful thing to say, or B'siyata D'shmaya, it's also a wonderful thing to say, but he has to mean that it's not the pshat that I do it myself, and I'm independent, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me. He's a Mishan when I get stuck. But most of the things in my life, I can manage on my own. That is not the ultimate level of Bitachon. That is the level of Mishan, which means we view HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a crutch. So we live our lives normally, and if Chas V'Shalom, a person's faced with an Nisayon that he doesn't see a way out, he might not be able to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because ultimately he's relying on his own independence, and he just feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him what we call Siyata D'Shmaya. But really, Bitachon is much deeper than that, like we're going to explain. So this level of Mishan means that a person feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a crutch for him. That he has to live, so to speak, with Siyata D'Shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him achieve his goals.